Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We were just talking about the latest with Deion Sanders in Colorado. And obviously, like, they started undefeated. They were the toast of college football, and everybody really went to bat for Deion and the excitement that he was bringing to Colorado. And really, since they took their first L, maybe two L's in, not only did they lose about every conceivable game you could down the stretch to go from, I think, 4-0 to 4-8.
They're lucky they had that opening day win against TCU where they smoked TCU. Well, they didn't smoke them. TCU scored like 50 points, but they just happened to win. That was it. I think they won the first two games, right?
I think, are you sure? I think they were like 3-0 or 3-1 or something like that. Yeah.
They started off fast. And then, I remember Keith was one of the people here at the station who was saying, yeah, they're going to lose like 8 in a row.
Yeah. No, Keith was the first one on it for sure.
He saw it.
Yeah. And so really since the losing commenced, it's been a lot more of, if the first 6 months, 8 months of that hire was hype and getting Colorado fans excited and getting, donations at an all-time high. Really, the last 6 to 7 months has been another player exodus. Players coming out and saying, you know, I didn't love the way I was treated. And, you know, the story that kind of generated this was there was a piece done by The Athletic where they talked to the players that Deion had run off of the roster that he took over. Remember, the big to-do was he walked in and being like, most of you guys aren't going to be here, and I'm bringing my own luggage. And
Louis Vuitton,
that's right. And so they talked to these guys, and it was like, yeah, I mean, we kind of felt like we didn't even have a chance to be at Colorado, and it felt like we were expendable and treated improperly, and thus became Shedeur Sanders and Deion tweeting at one of the kids that was named in the story, and talking about how the guy wasn't any good, talking about just basically mocking the guy. And then Deion jumps in. Deion's also engaging in the same kind of pattern of behavior with just anybody
childlike
that has called him out. And so, you know, Keith threw out at Afternoon 923 Fan, has hiring Deion Sanders as head coach been worth it to Colorado at this point? Now that we've set that all up, where do you fall on this?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's made him relevant. Colorado football has not been relevant, I don't think, since like Cordell Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
maybe they had a couple of years in between where they've been halfway decent, but they have sort of been irrelevant. And again, this landscape of college football now, you got to be able to raise funds, you got to be able to recruit. Need boost, like all that stuff that Deion can do, it's helped them. Now, the shine of this, you know, everything that they've done will wear off. at some point. I don't know if it's going to be this year. Who knows? They'll be decent. I mean, Shedeur Sanders is a hell of a quarterback. I mean, he's right now the favorite to be the number one overall pick next year.
So
that gives him a chance to be good next year.
I'm a little torn because I do think Deion has done the unthinkable, where they had multiple sellouts at Colorado Buffalo football games. There clearly was a buzz, and might still be. We don't have boots on the ground in Colorado, or in Boulder, so we don't know officially, but there could still be a buzz on this program. But I do think, like, from the financial side of things, it would be foolish to understate how an underfunded program, how much money has gone into the coffers in Colorado the last 12 months, and how much that matters. You know, college football has not just become the have and have nots from Ohio State to Bowling Green. They've become the have and have nots from Ohio State to Virginia. Like, teams that, you know, 20 years ago, you're somewhere in the ballpark financially, no longer, like, group of five teams, or sorry, power five teams, the highest earning power five team versus the lowest. It's the way it was between Bowling Green and Ohio State 25 years ago. So you can't understate the impact. I do wonder if this maybe makes people more reticent to buy in around the program, and whether this puts a more immediate need to win now. But you mentioned a word that I always am fascinated with when it comes to players, coaches, and everything, which is relevance. And I think sometimes the worst thing you can do is chase relevance, because all relevance tends to start out good relevance. There is such a thing as bad relevance.
Sure.
And there is such a thing as, you know, it's great when there's a positive spotlight on your school, on your football program. It gets everybody excited when things are going well. The problem with Deion is Deion, good and bad when things are good or bad. And so I still probably agree with you. I voted yes at afternoon 923 fan. I think Deion as the head coach, I think that hiring has been worth it to this point. I think you could get halfway into the season and that could change dramatically. Like, it would not surprise me if this thing went south in a hurry as soon as this year, if this latest engagement with Deion is indicative of how things really are there. If this is just a blip and it's just a bad look, then we'll forget about it. We'll reference it from time to time. But if this is not just a blip, if this is real, an indication on maybe Deion feels that pressure, feels overwhelmed, and maybe has felt the ground starting to shift beneath his feet, this could go to bad relevance really, really quickly. I actually think Shador's a key into making it work. Because I think there's, if Shedeur does end up being a top five pick or a number one pick next year, I think that's the kind of thing that you can then start to sell a different version of the program if you're Deion and pivot moving forward.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Because right now it's just...
Listen, you're right, Nick. They'll be okay this year because Shador's there. They better find themselves a quarterback to replace him after next year.
I think that's fair. And listen, with a portal, if you get Shador to the first round, like to the first pick, there's going to be a lot more people open to going there, even if they don't know Deion. But dude, I actually think that might be the next important step. Like being a bowl team, a bowl eligible this year would be wildly impressive for them coming off a 4-win season last year. But I think Shador, like you get to a 8-win team in the Big 12 this year, and Shador is the number one pick. I think that's the kind of thing that helps stabilize the program, quiet the bad noise, and bring back the good relevance of Deion. Because this is as simple as if they had won 10 games last year and the same thing happens, people are like, this kid, like, Deion's winning. What does this kid have to gripe about? You know what I mean? This is more of a story because they won 4 games last year, and they lost a lot of games at the end of the football season. James, welcome to the show, James. What you got for us?
Yeah, so assuming that relevant, you kind of nailed it on the head there. Being relevant doesn't mean it's good. If I were a Colorado fan, I would be embarrassed at what's going on. Oh, everyone's talking about us. Yeah, everyone's talking about you losing and doing nothing. Like, so what's the point here? Is the point to get eyeballs or to sell, I don't even know, raise money for the school? It's a good school. They got enough dough to go around. I don't think they need that. So, you know, like, what do you mean relevant? What do you mean, yes, it was a good decision to hire him? It was a bad decision. They're clowns.
So, actually, Colorado did need so it's a good school, but the athletic program was short on money compared to the other teams of the Pac-12. But getting to what you said, good relevance has to turn into good football. You know,
correct.
Like, you have to be able to turn. And I think it's the toughest thing. And I think – and by the way, it's not just first-time coaches. Like, I think you see, like, a guy like Dabo Swinney. There was a time where Dabo and the zaniness and the he's going to speak his mind, where he was able to turn that into good notoriety and good results for Clemson. And now that they're kind of a mid-program, and he doesn't have that same magic because he doesn't have the same success behind him – I think that's – James, I think that's a really good point, buddy. I appreciate you. I think that's a – like, good relevance. Keep – yes, be relevant. But if you can't turn that into good football, inevitably that thing is – that thing that got you that relevance will turn on you, and then it becomes you're swimming upstream to try and keep your head above water and not get drowned out, because that will turn people against you.
You know, the one thing I'd say about Deion is he lacks awareness. You know what I mean? Like, I think he lives in this world where it's just him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're around him, like, it's all about him.
Yeah.
It's all about what he's doing. He doesn't care. Like, I don't think he cares about any of the stuff people are talking about.
Well, him responding on social media would tell you he cares. But in terms of, does he care? Does the opinion of him change the way he does things? No. I think he's equal parts self-aware, or sorry, lacks self-awareness. I think he's arrogant. I think he's past the point of self-confident. I think he does think of himself. You mentioned a God complex. And by the way, there are plenty of arrogant people who are wildly successful. That doesn't preclude you from success. But I think, you know, that arrogance is good when it leads to success, and when it leads to your downfall, arrogance is bad. It's as simple as that's where you are. And after 4 wins last year, you can't really flex a lot yet.
No, but they did have 1 win the year before.
Yeah, but 1 win to 4 wins really isn't that impressive. 4 wins to 8 wins, impressive. 4 wins to 7 wins,
well, that's
impressive.
What he needs to do this year. Let's get to 8.
I think, seven. Yeah. Well, especially, I don't know the Big 12.
He's got to get into a bowl game.
Yeah, I don't know the Big 12 is going to be I thought the Big 12 was pretty darn good last year. I don't know that's going to be this year.
Yeah, I mean you're losing Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, and
this year's going to be wild.
It's going to be different.
I completely keep forgetting that in the fall Texas and Oklahoma are in the SEC.
Just a reminder, Oregon and USC,
UCLA.
Yeah.
Big 10.
It's a different Big 10 too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.